I'm Tony Hare. I'm an independent.
Tony, I've asked you to meet me at a place in Bedford of your choice that represents you. We're sat in your kitchen. Why have you chosen this place?
Because this is where I'm most relaxed, and it's where I do most of my thinking, and it's where I am at home.
Is it because you couldn't be bothered to get in your car and come and meet me somewhere else today?
That is exceptionally unfair.
Well, let's start then. We want to know a bit about you. What is the worst job that you've ever had?
I've been very lucky, because all of the work that I've done since a young child, I've enjoyed. So I haven't had a worse job.
So what's the best?
It's this. The best job I've ever had is meeting people when I'm knocking on doors, speaking to them personally.
It's not that well paid, though, is it?
You don't do it for money.
How did you meet your partner?
I met my wife, Elsie. She was living in a flat alongside a flat that I lived in. She had two very small children, and I fell in love with her because she was doing the best she could in very, very hard circumstances with two lovely little children.
Can you sum up Bedford for us in three words?
More than three words.
Just three.
It has to have a better future.
That's more than three, Tony.
A better future.
Thank you. Why would you make a great mayor?
Because I'm thinking of the people. I'm thinking of the town. I'm not thinking or being controlled by parties.
If you could change just one thing about Bedford, what would it be?
I'd like it to be parking friendly, just retaining its old beauty. And I would like somehow, desperately, to make sure that the river is involved in that. The river should be the focus of Bedford. Bedford can have a soul, and we've got to extract that soul and sell that soul.
And how are you going to give Bedford a soul in the face of cuts?
I don't think having a soul in Bedford has got anything to do with money. It's got to do with effort, and it's got to do with ambition.
But you need money to make things happen.
We will find the money.
When was the last time you went out for a night in Bedford, and where did you go to?
The cinema. I went on my own, and I went to see, for the second time, The King's Speech.
Couldn't you find anyone to go with, Tony?
No, I wanted to go on my own.
So who is it that you admire?
But living or dead?
Either.
I admire my father. If anyone has made the life that I've got that it is, it's probably him.
I can't see any pets. Do you have any?
Yes. I've got two long-haired cats. Ginger and Blackie.
That's very original, Tony. Is one ginger and one black?
Yes.
What's the most listened to track on your iPod?
The most listened to track on my iPod?
Do you have an iPod?
No. There's two tracks, two Beethoven tracks on my King's Speech CD in my car. Symphony 5 and Symphony 7.
You're in touch with the common people. How much is the price of a pint of milk?
45p from Tesco.
Yeah, I'll give you that. What's the key challenges for the next mayor of Bedford over the next 5 years?
To provide exceptionally good value. At the moment, my view is it's not good value. My rates haven't gone down since we got shot of the county council, and I don't understand that.
Tony, you've done very well this morning so far answering all of my questions, but will you play the 30-second game of the people behind the pledges?
Go on.
Grab middle schools or keep the system the same?
Keep it the same.
Strictly or X Factor?
Actually, both.
No.
Yes.
Tikka masala or fish and chip?
Tikka masala.
Knock down or keep Bedford bus station?
Knock down.
Night at the cinema or night at the theatre?
Both.
Milton Keynes for shopping or Bedford?
Bedford always.
Summer or winter?
Winter.
Save Bedford Civic Theatre or put it to another use?
Well, I don't want it knocked down.
Football or rugby?
Without one shadow of a doubt, football.